tegen Pesach Sheni. We start a new maimer. You know, there's no particular seder here, but I wanted to begin the covered shuas. Pesach Kuf Pei Gimel. The maimer on Torah. It's called Perak Aleph Nishmas HaTorah. What is it that the Torah is to us? Why do we learn Torah? What does the Torah mean to us? Derech Avol Shem. Kuf Pei Gimel. So Kol Yisrael on top. Kol Yisrael Yodim Makim Begodol Milas Talmud Torah. All of us know the greatness of this mitzvah of Talmud Torah of learning. Asher Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs V'Hei Yikar. But it's compared with ways, it's weighed against all of the mitzvahs. V'Yish Lez Burnin B'Maira Mao Tachlis Alimud. Thank you so much. Shkar. We have to try to understand, what's the tachlis of learning? Hey, Meraki de Ladas is called a Torah. Is it just for the purpose of knowing the whole Torah? Vim Noim Shekein. As I may ask the Adam Shalei Mevin is Limud HaKokach. And where does this leave a person who doesn't understand so much? That's not his thing. He doesn't understand. He's not able to comprehend. Or he doesn't have this flesh to sit and learn so much and so on. Matam Shilmud, and if he doesn't understand, and if he doesn't, or if he doesn't retain what he's learning, so what's the point of all of this Torah? And what about the person who recognizes, who knows the truth, that he's not going to be a Talmud Chacham? Memelu hu lo margish cheshek lomod, and as a result of that, he doesn't feel a cheshek to learn. Ve'en lo sipuk me'alimud, and he doesn't feel a sipuk, a satisfaction from the learning. Ki lo margish shu oisam ashu b'zei, he doesn't see what is it that he's accomplishing with his learning. Ma'itin l'koch v'cheshek l'ilmud, from where will this person draw the strength and the cheshek to learn? Ma'itin l'ya, what will give him the arevus and the mesikus b'limud, the sweetness of learning? Mi'aski d'shiyagi sipuk b'limudo, And from where will he draw this sipuk in his learning? He points out in footnote Shin Aleph that the bevadai sha'adam tzarech lemod gam bli sipuk, that even if a person is not feeling sipuk, nevertheless one has to learn. It's a mitzvah from the Torah to learn, and one has to learn. If you don't feel a sipuk from Shabbos, you still have to keep Shabbos, and from tefillin you have to put on tefillin. Avol ikra tayru davka b'mesikus, that we see when it comes to learning, it's davka. By learning, it's very, very important. By learning, it's an ikkah that there should be mesikus. One should feel the sweetness of learning. Every single morning we daven, v'harav na Hashem elokeinu, as divrei s'vasu b'fino, that the Torah should be sweet in our mouths. We don't have that by other mitzvahs, to ask for such a thing, that the Torah should be sweet. And it says in the Poskim, v'shekosu, v'mesukim yidvash, v'naif esufim, that the Torah is sweeter than honey, mesukim yidvash. So it's clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to taste the sweetness of Torah. So how do we sweeten it if we don't feel it, if a person doesn't feel it? And if we do, then how do we increase that? How do we intensify that feeling of mesikus? Even a person who's not, so he could have madregis in learning, he's not reaching madregis in learning. There's so much of an emphasis on accomplishing, especially with the younger in the yeshivas and madregas and learning. And there are so many kids boys from an early age who feel that they're just not accomplishing. They don't understand. And they don't feel the relevance of what they're learning. They're not accomplishing. The material doesn't seem to be nageya to them in their lives. And what about the Masikas of Torah? Okay, let's learn. Begins with a piece of the Zohar Kodesh, which is very fitting. It's Erev Lag BaOmer, so it's very sweet for us to see some of the words of Rabbi Shimon. Kosev HaZohar Kodesh V'Pashas B'Ha'aloyscha V'Zeh L'Shayna. Rabbi Shimon Omar. This is a very famous Zohar, and I've said it over many times over the years. Rabbi Shimon Omar, Vay lahu barnash to Omar, oy vey for that person who says, Taharais osalach zosi purin ba'alma, that when you look in the Torah, what you see, a Sipur and Ba'alma, it's a storybook, Chas v'Shalom. Stories. Or Milin de Hedyayte. Words, anybody could say these things. Milin de Hedyayte. So there's Rabbi Shimon saying, Vai, oi, for such a person. Elokal Milin de Raisa, Milin Eloin Inon. Every word of Torah, all the words of Torah, Milin Eloin, are exalted. The Rosni Loin, and great, great secrets are contained in every single word of Torah. Aisipa deraisa, levusha deraisa ihu. And the stories that we see in the Torah are levushim, are garments of these deeper secrets, of the outer garments of these deeper secrets. And the chashu dahu levusha, ihu araisa mamish. And if a person looks at the outer garments and thinks that that's all there is, that's the whole Torah, just the outer garments, the stories, or the pshatlach that he might have in, you know, putting something together for Dvar Torah, and he thinks this is the whole Torah, that's all the Torah is. La Mila Achra, and there's not something infinitely deeper. Tipach Ruchai is, his Ruach should turn over. I mean, it's not worthy of being alive. Lo Yehelu Chalaka Ba'alma De'osi. And such a person doesn't have a chalik in the Olam Haba. Begin kach Omer David, and regarding this, David HaMelech says, Gal Eina, he davens to Hashem, and he asks Hashem, Gal Eina, next page, V'abita neflois mitar esecha, open my eyes, David HaMelech daven, Rabbi Shalom, open my eyes, and we have to daven for this very hard, especially this week of Hod, and going into Lag Vayimer, open my eyes, that I should be able to see, V'abita neflois mitar esecha, that I should see the wonders of the Torah, that I should be a person that sees beyond the garments, the outer layers of Torah, should be zeichet to see in the flows mitarasach. Kuf pedal. Ma dit chayis levusha deraisa. Rabbi Shimon says, what's beneath the clothing, the garments of Torah? Araisa isla gufa. Rabbi Shimon continues. The Torah has a guf, has a body. It's gufa deraisa. Ve'inun pikude araisa. And the body, the guf, are the mitzvahs of the Torah. Pikudin arayis, pikudin arayis are the mitzvahs of the Torah. Dikun gufei Torah, which are called gufei Torah. Hai guf mislab shibelavushin. And this guf of the Torah is covered, is mislab shibelavushin, is wearing garments, mislab shibelavushin. Dinu sipur in the hayalma, with all kinds of stories, that the Tanakh is filled with all kinds of stories of things of this world. Tipshim da'alma, the tipshim, the fools of the world. L'mistakle elabahu levusha, they only look at the garment. Diyosipa deraisa, which is the story of the Torah. And that could be, when he says a tipper, it doesn't mean someone that's not smart. It could be a genius, and his whole life is just saying pilpulim regarding the outer layer, the mitzvahs. It could be he's talking about the stories of the Torah with all kinds of deep ideas and beautiful ideas. But Sof Kol Sof, he's still a tipesh. L'yad yatir, he doesn't know that there's more. He's not looking to see what's underneath the outer garment. Inun diyadin yater, those who know more, lo mistaklim belavusha, they don't pay much attention to the levush. Ela begufa diyut chaisahu levusha, but to see the guf which is underneath the garment, the levush. Chakibin avde de malki ilo. Those who are wise, who are chachamim, and the avde de malki ilo, and the avodim, the servants of the Malki La, the exalted king, Inun de Kaimu Betur de Sinai, those Jews who stood at Har Sinai. Lo Mistakle Ele B'Nishmasa. They go even deeper. So there are those who just pay attention and get lost in the stories of Torah. They don't even go into the deeper meaning of the mitzvahs. And there are those who look at the gufa, the raisa, the mitzvahs, and try to understand them and to learn the mitzvahs and to keep all the mitzvahs, and it's very good. But the greatest chacham are the avdei the malki ilah, the ones who stood at Har Sinai. Lo mistakla ele v'nishmasa. Lo mistakla ele v'nishmasa. They are the ones that are looking at the soul of the Torah, the nishmasa. Tiyu ikar d'kula, which is the ikar of everything. Araisa mamish, which is the Torah itself, mamish, the nishmasa, the araisa, the nisham. Zakoyin inun tzadikaya, the mistakli baraisa kidukoyevs. And fortunate are the tzadikim who look at the Torah, kidukoyevs, the way that they should, in the right way. In the right way. I mentioned some time ago that it's brought down from Tzaddikim, I believe it's brought down from maybe from the Peliorites. I don't remember right now. One of the Svadish at Tzaddikim, but I don't remember right now. Who said that we see that the Vayanu, Vayamdu Merachok, that there were Jews at Har Sinai who were afraid and they turned away. They were afraid, they ran away. They went, they stood at a distance. And he said, those are the Jews who are, throughout the ages, throughout the years, are afraid to look at the inner light of Torah. They turn away from the inner light of Torah. But those who were drawing near to Har Sinai, as it says here, those who stood at Har Sinai are the ones who their children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-grandchildren, they have within them this need and this longing to get closer to Har Sinai. Because there are Jews who are observant of mitzvahs, who stand at a distance from Har Sinai, and they continue to stand away. And there are other Jews who are shamatar mitzvahs, who do whatever they're able to get closer to Har Sinai. And this is what Rabbi Shimon's talking about. So he explains the Mechaba. Hari lonu yisoid atzum. The tremendous yisod. She sipurei haTorah hem levushei kodesh shelo. The stories of the Torah are the holy garments. V'halachas haTorah b'sugiyoseha, and all the halachas and all the sugiyos and so on. Hem kamo guf kodesh shelo. It's the holy guf, the body. It's guf for the raisa. Avol ikar haTorah, but Rishon Baruchai says the ikar haTorah, yihan neshama apnimi sheba, is the neshama. And what is the neshama hapnimis shaba? What is the soul of the Torah? The inner soul of the Torah? Or Hashem is baruch ba'atzma? The Baruch Shalom himself. The King himself. Kihine ha'bor is baruch mitzad atzmo u'gavoy v'na'ala mikol ha'tfisa shal nevoyim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond the comprehension of any nivra. We can't understand Hashem. We can't really know who He is. Omnam, however, and this is what the Alter Rebbe speaks about in Tanya in many places, who writes a Shanakibai, he wants us to know Him or to recognize Him in to the best of the ability of a human being. Vishinidabik by that we should become attached to him, Vinyakshurim imai, and to be mukusha to him, Vinagish anachnu bona vavada vahuvav, and to feel that we are his beloved children and servants. Avlaich yuchlu krutse chomer, but how is it possible for physical, krutse chomer, for physical beings, lahasigul lahakir lahagish as elokus, to be able to be masig, to recognize and to feel Elokus. How is that possible? Lakach hu yisbarach noslanos haTorah kadosha. For this, Hashem gave us the Torah. Shemohus hi or Eloki gavoh. Because the mohus of the Torah is or Eloki gavoh. This great or of Elokus. She yorid eleinu, that descends to us, v'nichnas banu, and is able to enter us, we're able to absorb this or of Elokus. Ella, she'es ha'or hazeh, this light, eif shalitfa is belid lavush. One cannot come to this or this light without encountering first the levush, the garments, and the body. Just as with a person, the first thing you see is the clothing, the person himself, and then you're able to go further and to connect to the aura of that person, the neshama of that person. Therefore, this elokus, this or eloki, is enclosed in the halachas and the sugis of the Torah, or besoch sipur haTorah, in the gufa deraisa, which are the mitzvahs, and all the halachas and all the sugis, and the levushim. It's the stories of the Torah. Kivyachal Hashem is baruch hechnis es atzmo es ayrei, l'soch oisi es haTorah. And Hashem Kivyachal has put himself, has dressed himself, and clothed himself, his or, in the letters of Torah. And he's mislabesh, he's enclosed in all of the halachas of Torah, and all the inyanim of Torah, and the stories, and the mitzvahs of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is enclosed. Shin Gimel, footnote Shin Gimel. Kama Shoma B'Gemara, the Gemara that everybody remembers, that the Gemara tells us that the word Anochi Hashem L'Kacha, that Anochi is the Rosh HaTevis, Ano Nafshi K'sovis Yehovis. That Hashem's book says, I have my soul, I have written and given to you. Hashem says that I have given you my soul in the Torah, in the oasis of the Torah. When we're Isaac in Torah, we are Isaac in that R. In Kivyachal Hashem himself, who has enclosed himself in the Torah. Whether we recognize it or not, we feel it or not, we are mischaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Tanya speaks about Ba'arichas, our earlier prakim, and then in Memhei and Memvav. Was the Atzmon mischaber Hashem is Baruch. With that, we mischaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shin Dalin, Ubar Shalavushem enem Stam Kisui, and of course, these garments themselves are holy. It's not stomach covering. Elohim kisui shemagalas or. It's a kisui, the same way that when a person wears clothing, the clothing has two functions. One is to cover the person, and the other is to reveal something about the person. Everybody, they even say in English, a lashon of a fashion statement, right? There's such a lashon. Why is it that a person dresses a certain way? It's to cover his body. But it's also to say something about who he is. Everybody has a cheshbon of why he dresses a certain way. So a levush, a garment, is a covering, and it's also a statement. It's saying something. I'm kisu shemagala sahar. And therefore, even though clothing itself is a covering, it's also megala the or on some level. Of course, you have to go much deeper than that, but it's a gilui of the or as well. But sur mitzum tzemes. In a small way, but in a way that we could begin to have an inkling of who this person is, and then to go to that place of the neshama. Therefore, even in pshat, when a person just learns the pshat of the Torah, it's the most amazing thing about Torah is that the biggest genius in the world could learn it. No, the Ragachava could sit and learn Torah, and you can have a little boy in Cheder learning the same Torah, and they're both nispal from it, right? And you don't have that by other things. It's the most amazing thing that the greatest Talmud Chacham learns Torah, and he's all excited, and then a simple person or a child is reading the exact same pasuk, and he's all excited. It means something to him. So we see that even the pshatim shel dvarim, kasipur melamdim, my son, sheish manhig lebiur, that even the simple stories themselves reveal to us something. The garments are revealing to us that there's a Borei Olam, there's a creator. Just the stories are revealing there's a Borei Olam. That there's a manik, somebody who's running the world, and even the stories themselves are teaching us a way of life. So you have millions of Divrei Torah that are very, very beautiful about the Pshutim Shel Dvarim. Just on the Pshat. And just learning the Pshat and reading the Pshat and understanding the Pshat is all kinds of beautiful things. About how Hashem runs the world and so on. And the halachas of the Torah are teaching us the way to live, how we have to live. To live as Jews in a way that through living this way we're Megala, Hashem's light in the world. So the garments themselves are very, very dear, are very holy, and the Levushim themselves, the Gufa Darais and Levushim Darais are themselves very, very great and holy. That through the halachas we know how to live this life that's an emes elokis. It's a godly life, and that we, even if a person just lives with the guf and the levushim of Torah, he's living a life that's a life of elokus. Lilipol letoyos hayetzer, and he's strong, and he lives and he holds on to the stories and to the garments and so on. He's able to overcome the Yetzer. Shemanasa kolas aman lahatay says sonukili yeshod mashu chutz mehashem esbach. That's all the time trying to convince us that there's something else besides Hashem. So just holding on to the Oisius themselves, the letters themselves, because Hashem is in the Oisius. V'lahasi geluchias says Hashem esbach yichudish ein od mevada v'ayin lekam v'god l'mailas dimakol chelav chelav b'Torah. Hashem is mislabish in the Torah. On top of the page, Kuf Pehe, V'kasha anu loimdim Torah, therefore when we learn Torah, v'anu machnisim b'sarach ha-mayach shalanu, and by learning Torah and trying to understand it as hard as we can, we try to understand Torah, then we're bringing into our mind, which is the holiest part of who we are, as ha-levush ha-kadosh. We're bringing in the kaidim, we're bringing in the levush, this garment, and it's oisis ha-Torah, and the letters of the Torah, shem hilchaseh v'inyoneh, all the halachas and inyonim of Torah, we're learning and we're bringing these Oisius, these Levushim, the garments of the Oisius of Torah. As I am a Kabbam Gamasahar Lokisha B'Saychai. Whether one feels it or not, we're bringing into our minds this Or of Elokus. Obviously, to the degree that a person realizes this and understands this, he'll feel the excitement and the mesikus, the sweetness of Torah. The tachlis of learning is to recognize and to connect to the one who gave the Torah, to the Neisna HaTorah. To have this ischabris, this ischashis with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Remember, I saw a story a long time ago. I remember all the pratim, it's a very long time ago, about how there was this yid that came from a Gera family in Poland, and everybody was killed. And after the Milchama, he threw everything away. And it was a short time after he was completely everything. Didn't keep anything anymore. And it was a short time after the Milchama. Might have even been someplace with the DP camp or IDF. I don't know, but it was a short time. They were still over there in Europe. And there were nine Jews who it was Minchan Shabbos, and there were nine Jews, and they had a Sefer Torah there in that place, and there were nine Jews, and they wanted to make a minyan, and this guy, this Gera Chassid, this former Gera Chassid, is walking around smoking a cigarette on Shabbos. He's not interested in any minyan. There were these nine guys, and they came over to him, and they asked him, you know, we want to make a minyan. So the way he said it in the story is, I'm not a mean guy. They want me to be mitzdarf, even though I'm a mechal Shabbos. So he said he joined them. It was Mincha Shabbos. He was the 10th person, And they started davening, and they needed someone to lay. It was Mincha Shabbos. They needed someone to lay. And they looked at everybody. You know how it goes. Nobody, you know, it's also, remember, it was a couple of years since any of the Chefer were. And it happened that this former Ger Chassid was a shtickle balkare. And they were looking around, and he said, oh, no, what am I gonna do? They're not going to hear, I'm not a nice person, they shouldn't hear Krisa Torah. So he went and he laned it perfectly, Zolkar. And he said that while he was in the middle of the laning, he said that the Isis, the letters, grabbed him by his throat. The letters of the Torah grabbed him by his throat. And they were pulling at him. And he told this over many years later. This, I think, is in Eliach's book. So like the late 70s or early 80s. And she interviewed him in Muncie. And he said, they took hold of me, the letters, and they never let go of me again. And he's like, Chassidus Yid, it was back to, he came back after that. The Oisius themselves, he said, grabbed me, the letters. Well, he put it that way. The letters took hold of me. The Oisius. Yeah. Beis. V'hinei afilu. Oh, we didn't do footnote Shinhei. Let's do Shinhei. V'chein osel l'lamid goyis ha-Torah kadosha. Therefore, there's an issue to teach Torah to a goy. K'ator nitna rak li'yisrael. Tzasha boch ha-bonu v'nasan lanu. The Torah belongs to us. Shazoch li'yis v'chel kol shal shem esbonu. Because we're the chelik Hashem in this world. We are in this bris with Hashem to live that truth. And to be megal him in all the inyanim of teva. To reveal that he's underneath all of the garments of this world is Hashem. The goyim, they don't connect to the Shem Havai, the Shem Yukevavkei. That's why the real problem is with the guys learning Torah Shavah Pet, not Torah Shavah Chsav, as the Poskim tell us. Because when they learn Torah Shavah Chsav, they're only sitting mamish by that. They're looking at the Levushim. They're looking at the Guf and the Levushim. They don't have a Shaychus to the Or of Torah Shavah Pet, which is the Neshama of Torah. They don't have a Shaychus to any of that. Hashem gave the Torah and on some level, on some very, very basic level, of course, it relates to the whole world. That's mamish, the chitzayni shem chitzayni, but not to the shem havai, not to the name of Hashem. Ali rak b'shem elokim, gracious bar elokim. Elokim is teva, is this world, it's the gematria. Hamara han hagas ha teva. Leizgar lehem soyd hayichud. Hashem did not reveal to the nations of the world the soyd, the secret of yichud, of this dveikus of yichud, of istabkus rucha berucha, about the neshama of Hashem, being connected, kivyachol, Hashem's neshama, being connected to the neshama of a human being, they don't have such an inyan. They can be very, very smart, they can tell all kinds of pshatlach also, and I don't know what they darshan in their places of Avodah Zarah. I always wondered about that, and I never heard any drashas. I don't know what they talk about, the drashas, they get up all the galochim, and they darshan, I guess. I don't know. They have ideas, they have all kinds of drashas. Smart people, and they have all kinds of drashas. They don't have a Torah Shabbat Peh, so I don't know how much they have to say. The world is filled with hot air. So they don't have the Soyd HaYichud, they don't have the Soyd the Shem Yukevavkei. They're not connected to that Inyan Bechlal, the Shem Havai, makes no difference. Makes no difference how smart the person is, how religious a person is, even if he wears a big yarmulke that says the Pope on it. Doesn't make a difference. They don't have a connection to the Soyd HaYichud, to the Shem Havai Baruch Hu. So all the drushes and all the things that they do are just in Yonim and Tevah. They're all in Yonim and Tevah. Shev Emes HaPnimis HaKol Zerak Or HaShem Esbaruch. Because the Emes HaPnimis is the Or of HaShem, is the Shem Havai, is the Shem Yudkei Vavkei. V'chein Osir L'Olam Dam Torah, therefore, we're not allowed to teach that to them. We're not allowed to to share that with them. That's a bris that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when it comes to the neshama of Torah, we have a bris. And that's something which is very private and very intimate and very personal between Kodesh Bichu and Knesset Yisrael. It's not something they have a chelik in. Same thing that Gemara says, that a guy that keeps Shabbos, because of Shabbos, he wants to keep Shabbos, he's Chayv Misa, he's worthy of being killed. Because there's also, Shabbos is Moral HaYichud. Shabbos is the Nina of Chasan Kala. Same thing, the Nina of teaching Torah. The Gemara learns after the Pasuk of Mayrash Akilas Yaakov Torah Tzilu Namar, Moshe Mayrash Atikvi Mayrash Alam Urasa, which means a Kala. The Torah is a Kala. Shabbos is Chasan Kala. Learning Torah is Chasan Kala. It's a Yichud. And an outsider is, there's no shaykhis to the Kala. It's adultery. No shaykhis. It's Atikvi Mayrash Alam Urasa. The Shabbos is Kimsay Chasan Kala. Shabbos is Kala. Chasan Kala. It's the Inyan of Yichud. It's the Inyan of that intimacy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And the guy, there's never shaykhis to it. Therefore, there really can't be massacred either. Even I remember years ago, many, many years ago, there was an Indian that there was a place in Eretz Yisrael that they had this thing with some seminary students. I don't mean girls. I mean from goyim, that they religious school, and they wanted the yeshiva experience. I don't remember the whole of my but they came to Beis Medrash and they paired them up with Harusa somewhere. This obviously was not in Gula or Meir Sharm, you understand? And they paired them up with some chavrim, and with Bachman, and the consensus of the Bachman afterwards was that they never saw such dull-minded people in their lives. Which, I'm sure they were not dull-minded. You can't say over a Rebbe Kivager, a Toysus, a Shagas Ayik, and we can learn with a guy, even if he's a smart person, it doesn't click. Not because he's not intelligent. It's not his Indian. It doesn't click. And you could take a boy that's 10 years old, 11 years old, and you learn with him a Tosis, and that's good. Well, it's good. It doesn't with the, and this guy's 50 years old or 40 years old, whatever, some kind of smart person, younger, and it doesn't click. It's not his Indian. It's not his Kala. If it doesn't have a Messias Chain, you have a Chasna Kala. There's a relationship. There's a connection. There's a certain Chain between a Chasna and Kala. And the same way that the Gemara tells us that the guy sits in the sukkah, he gets hot, and he kicks the sukkah and walks away. Same thing, you give him a blood Gemara, it gets a little bit complicated, he kicks it and he walks away. It's not his Inyan. It's not a taina against him, it's not his Inyan. So then he wants to make it into his Inyan, that's already an Inyan of Eishes Ish. But he's... It's not his wife. It's not his. The Torah is. It's not his. Beis. Vina afilushe pnimius haTorah. Yahor haPnimius shabar. Even though pnimius haTorah is the neshama of Torah. Pnimius, the deeper secrets of Torah, is the neshama. It's the or haPnimius shabar. Eif shalahasigas haTorah. Es haor. You can't grasp that light. Unless you learn the goof and the levusha. So you have a person that wants to skip. He's not interested in the garments and in the body. He's not interested in the actual text of the Torah, the stories of Torah. He doesn't believe in them. He's not interested in them. And he's not interested in keeping the mitzvahs, chas v'shalom. He's not interested in the mitzvahs of the Torah. He wants to just connect to the, he wants to have a connection to the Nishmas of the Isa, the Pinimis, to the Or, without the Kli. The problem is you can't connect to any Or without a Kli. There's no such thing. It doesn't work. Eifshar. You cannot comprehend the Or, there's no Kli. Ki chitzonius haTorah, because the outer layer of Torah, hahalochis, hasipurim, the halachas of Torah and the stories of Torah, heim kodesh kodashim, holy of holy. V'yam ha'levushim shel ha'or hazeh. and they're the levushim that came of this light. The neshama of the Torah is contained within the levushim and the guf, and you can't skip them. You can't ignore them. You can't not believe in them and have a connection to that or. There is no access to that or without going, without connecting to the levushim and the guf. Ve'ein heim shnei dvarim. Isn't that two separate things? El ha'or nimsa b'soicha dvar makadoshim. The or is contained within the stories and the mitzvahs. Ve'im echad. Heim echad. One. K'may neshama b'guf. Just like the neshama in the guf. Shanogeh b'guf, nechshav kinogeh b'neshama. If a person goes and he shoots somebody, God forbid, he says, and then they take him off to jail, he says, What was I? I was just shooting at a piece of meat. I was shooting at some kind of flesh, some piece of skin. What do you mean you were shooting at me? You killed the person. I wasn't injured. I was just shooting a piece of bas of adam. What do you mean? The bas of adam contains within the nishmas chai. It contains within the neshama. It's not, you can't. It's not two separate things. Because when you're touching the guf, the neshama is in the guf, and you can agab in the neshama. And rak aydei haguf, yesh achizah v'keshem in the neshama. And it's only through the guf that there's an achizah, there's some connection to the neshama. Well, kach, and therefore, av shebevadai b'chalim u'tayra, certainly, whenever a person is learning Torah, Hayyudi Makabla Mihaar, that person who believes in the stories of the Torah and who believes in the mitzvahs of the Torah, he's Makabla Mihaar, he receives from the light. Nevertheless, the harder a person works at it, the harder a person works at understanding and learning Torah. You work hard at understanding the deeper meaning of the stories, and you work hard at learning the Mishnayos and the Gemara and understanding the mitzvahs and keeping the mitzvahs. To try your best to understand all of the pratim, all the details. And to learn and really to try to get to the deeper, deeper meaning of all Torah mitzvahs. To that degree, you're going to be able to connect to that or, that light. You'll be able to feel that or. In a much deeper way, in a much stronger way, in a more colors, in a much more colorful way. And as he says in Shin Vav, that kol echad yodeya b'nafsho, sha'achal imud b'iyun heitev, that everybody knows that after you learn something, b'iyun heitev, whatever that is, it could be a sugya, that somebody was complaining to me last week, a boy, that they're learning in yeshiva sukkah, and they're talking about all kinds of weird sukkahs. He said, no, you'll never sit in a sukkah like that in your whole life, and nobody ever saw such a sukkah in his whole life, and am I wasting my time sitting here for 2 weeks trying to figure out a sukkah that nobody ever saw in his life? It's like from outer space. But you know, anybody that ever learns Torah, but Ian knows that when you learn even a sukkah that's much, much less likely to ever happen than that sukkah in the Gemara and Stavon Sukkah, even if you're learning, you know, something that's lahoya v'lohiyah that never happened and never will happen, and you learn it b'iyun, good, strong, from the beginning with Rashi and Taizis, and you go through the Rishonim, and you work it through, and you try to understand it, and so on, you know that when you finish that limud, as a mei ha'or ha'or ma'oid, you feel a merdeka light in the heart. That only a person that learns Torah ba'omer can understand that feeling, that or, that simcha, what it means. Even though you're learning about something that's completely mundane, about boards and a couple of pieces of wood, you're learning something. You're learning an Eilat Shreifus and Chulin, and it's about, you know, you're learning about the kishkas of an animal. That if you would see it, you would become nauseous to see what goes on inside. And you're learning this, and you're learning pi'iyun with the Gemara and the Rishayim. It's an R, such a light, such an R. And how many stories you know about people that they were brought from the street, like Meir Shustal, who used to bring them from the Kaisel and would bring them into yeshiva, and they would learn them a piece of a Gemara. And it's the or of Torah. It's a shidduch. It's a bris that we have, that a Jew has with the or of Torah, regardless of what the subject matter is. It's not the ikar. It could be something that's relevant, or something that's not nogei to halacha. It's hilchus l'mashicha. It doesn't make a difference. But there's so much. Tchusha v'chan is chazak. It's something very spiritual that takes over a person when you put in a yakaris and learn something. Even if the subject itself is, there's no spiritual tam at all. There's nothing spiritual about it. No, that's not. There's nothing like that in the world. Chedim loymed harbe bekamus. Hespek, if you sit and you put in a lot of time, you go through a lot of Torah, it's an or, if you're learning it in Bekiyas, it's tremendous, tremendous or. Tremendous or. There was somebody that I was talking to last week who was sharing with me his pilus that he had over a poem by Emily Dickinson, which I'm familiar with. I remember that poem. It's a chush of a poem, I'm not saying it's not. But he was going on and on and on, such a pilus, you know, about this poem. And I said to him, you know, it's a good poem, but you're getting too worked up over it. You know, it's better to. Better to get worked up over something else than this. It's a nice poem. He was going into all kinds of things, and how meaningful it is. And it was a whole thing about it. So, yeah, it's nice. But Kol Chafesel Yashuv, one line in the Gemara is Kol Chafesel Yashuv. It's not. Spoilers. If you mean the spoil. Kibishvil back inside. Kibishvil hasigis or eloki. Kibishvil hasigis or eloki. In order to comprehend, in order to connect to that or eloki, that godly light. Sarach lakabloi de limud divrei Torah kadosha. It has to be through the kelim, through the levushim, and through the guf. Ba'omel or ba'omek, which means working hard and trying to understand in a deep way. Because inside of these ideas, within these ideas, and within a deeper understanding, that's where the light is. That's where the treasure is, deep inside. That's where the treasure is. And anything in Torah. That's why it doesn't have to be something which is moving and spiritual and beautiful, like a poem or something. It doesn't have to be that at all. There's a new book that came out that somebody sent over to me about Rav Soloveitchik, by Rabbi Yashapir, my Rebbe, Zichron Levracha, Zichron Levracha. A person that used to drive him around. That I knew this person back when I was in yeshiva. He used to be the Rav's driver. And the stories. It's a thin book. It's called Maisei Rav. It's something about it, about the stories. But it's very meaningful to me because I was zeicher to I don't want to say the word know him because I know him, but I was zeicher to watch him and to sit by him. The love of Torah, that's like, the Ahavas of Torah. Because he had a person that was the world's biggest intellect. He was he knew everything, and he was the biggest intellect, and he was very sophisticated. And when it came to a Blat Gemara, who was like a child, in Kids R Us. Is that the name of the toy store? I don't know. Toys R Us. Yeah. He's like, mom, it's like the excitement. He couldn't believe that somebody asked him that he was learning this Gemara, this Masechta. He was learning it again, and this person had learned the Masechta with him some years earlier, and that Rabbi Yosef Ber was saying of a whole different mahalach in the Gemara, and he asked the Kasha, but Rabbi, you said it, whatever, 7 years ago, you had a different mahalach. So like the Rav looked at him and says, what's the matter with you? It's like that. I just learned it now. I just learned that it's new, it's now. It's not like you have certain Rosh Hashivas that they have the same notes and the same shiurim they're saying over 40, 50 years. From that family also, they say over the same shiurim for the last 50 years. It was like a child, like everything was new. It was the love of Torah, the Havas of Torah, something that, And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai revealed. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai taught us that, and Rabbi Sadeh talks about this in Sikkhus HaTzadik, that to the degree that a person wants to know the secrets of the Torah tells him. The Torah tells him his secrets. If you want the secrets and you're not satisfied with just going on the outside, and you want to go to understand to know who the Torah is, then she tells you more about herself. That's how the Torah works. There's nothing else like that in the world, that the Torah is in such a way that she's Megala herself to the one, her mistarin, her secrets. Just like you have the Zoch in the Cave, Chasn Kala, that the deeper the relationship, the more she reveals herself, who she is, and tells each one to the other the secrets of who I am. But you're not megali your secrets to a stranger, unless you're on TikTok or Twitter or something. You're not megala, I mean, unless you're a moron. It's the same way of saying, I'm just saying nicely. You're not megali your secrets to strangers. The secrets you megala to somebody you have a makusha to. It's very intimate. The Torah is not megala her secrets unless you have that relationship with her. And the relationship with her means over the years of learning and harving and trying to understand and trying to get closer and living that life and so on. The Torah starts to say, I have something to tell you. And the Torah begins to share with you her secrets. Let's just finish on top of Kuf Pei Vav. L'kach, Ayahave Hashem Yisbarach. Therefore, those who love Hashem, Ayahave Hashem Yisbarach. Right from Mishtaiki Kemacha called Divya Torah. They're excited. They love every single Divya Torah. I've mentioned this many times. One of the most beautiful things with my father, Zechar Levrach, is that even though he was Marv Esedra with Rashi, maybe there was a couple of years during the war that he didn't, but otherwise his whole life he was Marv Esedra. Every single time he would say, did you see what Rashi says? Did you see this? Yes, I remember. So then every time he was saying something, and then you have other people like when you're in yeshiva, you think like Rashi, I'm looking for something, something really kishmak. My father said this, Rashi, and just to say Rashi, it was the sweetest thing to my father. Just the words of Rashi, didn't have to be the words of Rashi. He was so nispal from. And I saw this not just my father, I saw this by his chaverim, that You say this is like the 80th time that he's Mavir Sedra, you know. And Rashi was like, and it made no difference. You know, the last Gemara my father learned was Masechta Talmud. We learned with the Masechta Talmud. The last Gemara. You know, if you learn the Masechta, it's not exactly like you're learning the Agadot and Brachos and Chagiga. It's very technical. And this spiral is like a little boy. How emotional my father would get over. And Kol Praterva, the Kol Divya Torah for all Torah. It doesn't make a difference what Masechta, doesn't make a difference for this or that. In Kol Pratavid, all the details, all the Dukum of Torah, Havanis Oimken, to learn it and to appreciate it on a deeper level. K'mayishama Adonainu David HaMelech, Toiv li Torah Spicha, Me'al Fei Zohar V'Kosef. Toiv li Torah Spicha, Hashem, the Torah of your mouth is more dear to me than all the money, all the silver and gold of the world. That's how David HaMelech felt about the Torah Kedosh. I'm not going to be here the next two Fridays.